Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey there, come on into St. Hubert's Cathedral here. Pull up a radio before you head out to your fishing hole. And, welcome to March, also known as Roadshow Month for me. I was at the Louisiana Sportsman Show last night and yesterday up there in Baton Rouge at the Canes River Center. Nice little show going on. Got some fine equipment from the John Deere Sunshine booth. I was up there with them and hanging out and got to see some new boats and fishing tackle and hunting lodge and lots of good stuff up there. So if you get a chance this weekend, stop by. Next Saturday morning, we'll be doing this show from Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. We return for their spring boat show. I'll be telling you a lot of the stuff that's going to be going on there shortly. And then next Sunday, I'll make a stop at the Biloxi Boat Show to draw the winner of the Mississippi CCA Boat Package Raffle. If you hadn't got a ticket, get one. Maybe your name I'll be pulling and notifying you you've got a new boat, motor, and trailer. Then the following week, I'm doing a little wild game cook-off judging for the New Beginning members. That'll be held in Covington. And on Saturday, March 23rd, the Spring Fling Time at Marsh & Bayou's retail store in Mandeville. They'll be doing their special sale and got some great giveaway prizes. We'll be doing this program live on location. They'll be opening the store in Mandeville early at 5 a.m. just to accommodate us. So hope you'll stop by and say hello. Well, this morning, we're going to hear from our pro staffers, get you some fishing reports, and a couple of special guests. The twin LSU Tiger linebackers, Witt and West Weeks, will be previewing this week's Tigers in the Wild feature. It's an airboat, dog-driven wild boar hunt in the marsh. They were a big part of it, and we'll get them to tell you all about it. And we're also asking you for your reports, your comments, your questions. I've got a question for you. This came up the other day. What is your favorite go-to fillet knife, whether it be electric or traditional blade or both? Tell me what it is. Text it to us at 504-260-1870. And please add who you are, even if you just give us your first name or one of those handles, and where you are listening. Add that to your messages. This week, for your listening enjoyment, we have a threesome Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature starring two bad boys and one bad girl in our case of the Louisiana Deer Conspiracy. You don't want to miss that one. All right, coastal marine forecast for those of you who will be heading out today. Looking at northeast winds and east winds. This is offshore, 8 to 15 knots, 1 to 2-foot seas. That's definitely fishable for the wahoo and yellowfin tuna season. Inside waters, the northeast and east wind will be 6 to 12. That's fairly light. And for tomorrow, east winds 8 to 15, 1 to 2-foot seas offshore, and also the same east 8 to 15 on inside. About a 20% chance of rain. Average tide range, pretty good. Got a full 1 foot. And the Mississippi River stage is at 7.8, and I think it's pretty much steady. Anyway, we're also anticipating there could be some patchy fog out there this morning, both on the water and on the roadways. We'll check in with our field reporters and get them to head that off for you. If you see any fog and you're on the road, let us know. Again, our message line is 504-260-1870. Your fishing reports, your comments, your questions, and your answer for our question. Favorite go-to fillet knife for cleaning fish? Whether it's electric or traditional or both, we want to know what it is. All right, coming back after this, we're going to be joined by Robbie Campo. He's down at Shell Beach. They got a bayou cleanup coming up in a couple of weeks, and we'll tell you more about that. Also get some fishing information and all the stuff you need to know before you make your great trip to the outdoors. Each and every Saturday morning, we do it right here, 5 to 7 a.m. on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's start it off this morning with Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. Good morning, Robbie. First question, any fog on your way down there this morning?
All the way, Don. It's been foggy all the way through Miro, through Violet, all the way through Porges, you know, all the way down. It's been foggy. And we got down here. The full lane was kind of patchy, but when I got down here to Shell Beach, over the water here, it is pretty thick down here. You can't see, you don't have an eighth of a mile visibility. So I would say this morning, if you're going to go fishing this morning, I would let the sun come up, let some of this burn off a little bit before you try to go out there We want everybody to go out and come back safe. We don't need no boat wrecks, and this is the kind of weather that things happen in. So let this fog burn off a little bit before you try to venture out. Because it is, you know, and I'm sure, Don, in the Mystico or in the lake, it's probably thicker in spots than it is, you know, from where it is right here at Shell Beach. so that's my suggestion. That's what I would do this morning. Far as fishing goes this past week, Don, it wasn't too bad. We had some nice catches of fish. Christian Offanello with Cito came out Tuesday, and he went and fished up the channel going towards Violet and fishing those cuts on the north side of the channel. He put a really nice box of trout and red together on Tuesday. The sheephead thing is still going on the outside when you can get out there. And that's, you know, and at this time of the year, Don, it's one of these weather-related deals. You know, you just can't, you got to pick your days to go. But we did see some really nice catches come from by the dam down here by Hopedale. I seen some of the biggest white trout I've seen there all season, caught there day before yesterday. It was, and I'm telling you, some of these white trout were, you know, anywhere from 15 to 18 inches. And that's big white trout. Some of these things are 2.5 pounds. You don't generally see them like that at this time of the year. But it was on this side of the dam, and they were fishing straight down on the bottom with a piece of shrimp. And, boy, that was a really, really nice white trout they caught over there. They caught some redfish on the backside of that dam, and they also caught fish up in the Biloxi Marsh. So if you have options. Don, the only thing, the water is a little bit low this morning to be running around up in that. Just watch where you're going. If you're going to be running up in that Biloxi Marsh, the water is on the lower side. Yesterday evening, when I left here, the water was touching the bottom of the docks, and this morning it's probably 2 foot lower than that. So, you know, be careful when you're running around back there. I don't think it's where you're going to get stuck, but just know where you're going.
Well, according to the tides, we're going to have pretty much an incoming tide. High tide's not till 6 o'clock, so it's going to be coming in, which is a good thing. So that's really two reasons why to suggest people delay their trip. Number one, the fog. That's too dangerous to get out there, and there's no reason you need to be running out there in the dark in the fog. It's not duck season. The fish ain't going anywhere. And the other thing is you need more water to come in, and that tide will bring that water up and make some of those areas more accessible for you.
Right, exactly. And like I said, so you don't want to be out there just, you know, if you don't have to be and you can't see where you're going. It makes things really, really tough. And believe me, I know all about it. I've lived this life a long time, so it's miserable to be running in, and I promise you that it's not anything you want to just go experience if you don't know where you're going. So let the sun come up and let it burn off a little bit, and and then venture out and go out and go. You'll be able to go where you want. So, Don, a couple things. I know you got two boat shows, I believe, in Baton Rouge area, and what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. I always like to remind people, and again, I tell people this all the time, I don't get anything out of this. Renew your CETO membership, or if you don't have one, get one. It's probably one of the best insurance policies that you could have if something happens to you out there on the water. I know Christian Offanello personally. He's a good friend of mine. And I'm going to tell you, you know, the packages that they sell for, you know, if you break down on the road or whatever, definitely get a CETO package. It's the best money that you could spend. And because it's not if, it's when, and it will happen to you, I promise you. So while you're there and you're in that Baton Rouge area and you're at one of these boat shows, stop and talk to those guys over there at the CETO booth and get your CETO membership. You'll be glad you've done it.
Well, I actually saw Christian and Colleen at the show. They were right across from the Sunshine John Deere booth where I was, and we had a good conversation. He told me about those fish he caught. And, yeah, while you're at the show, make a stop at Seto, and you can get signed up there. Of course, you can always do it online, too, at Seto.com. But some good advice there, Robbie, on all counts, my friend.
Yes, sir. Well, Don, we'll talk to you next Saturday, and I hope we got a better report than we got this week.
Yeah, and I want to remind folks, coming up Sunday in 2 weeks, the 17th, they got the Bayou cleanup going on.
Yes, sir. I almost forgot. That's right. And that's coming up too. So make sure you're here for that. And if you don't have a boat, show up. We need bodies to clean up. So we need people to help clean up. So if you don't have a boat, don't worry about it. Just come down here, and we'll get you on a boat and get you across over there. Boat's not a problem. Just get on down here.
And get you some of that catfish and jambalaya, too.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So,
all right, Robbie. Thanks so much, my friend. See you next week.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back.
Absolutely.
All right, taking a look at our text message board. We got the Steel Man checking in. He's in New Orleans. He hit the Pelicans game last night. Nice victory. But last weekend, he hit three reds and a couple of bass in small cuts off the Wrigley's. Report was water was low and dirty. Imagine it's come up, but still dirty with all the weather and the winds. Hope to get back soon. Happy hunting. Here's one, a vote for the favorite fillet knife, the Mr. Twister. That's from 83 Raider in Metairie. And this one says, it's foggy from the airport to Myrtle Grove. Headed down to Burris. That's Todd from Cajun Fishing. Yeah, be careful on those roadways. Lots of fog in certain areas. And we got this one. The winter fishing is winding down, but we were able to get two limits of trout out of the kayaks. Included in the catch were two fatties, which weighed 3.8 and 3.4. Water temperatures cooled down to 54, so the trick of the day was plastics. Work them slow under a popping cork. The fish were caught north of Leeville. Best of luck to all the anglers out there this morning. I like the cordless Bubba Blade fillet knife, although I use the Mr. Twister blades with it when filleting trout. That's from our friend Smokey. That Mr. Twister electric knife, that has been around, I'm going to say, 20 years now. And I got some of the original ones, and they had metal gears in them, and they were really super durable. But they changed over at some point to some plastic gears, and the knives just don't, they're just not as stout. They just don't last as long. Now, the blades, on the other hand, they're some of the best blades you can buy. They're very nice, sharp. They hold their edge. But as far as the mechanics of the Mr. Twister, you may be happy with them today if you've never had one of the old ones. But believe me, the old ones were much better. Here's a text that says, morning, Don. Fillet knives for inshore saltwater are both electric and manual. Rapala 8-inch stiff blade knives. For electric knives, blade replacement is essential. That's from the Lafayette Yakker. Now, whether you pronounce it Rapala or Rapala, I happen to use that. That is my favorite go-to on the electric fillet knife. They're very good blades, and they're stiff, but they still have some good bend to them. And I agree with the Lafayette Yakker. That's the one I go with. All right, here's another text. It says, I have two old original American Angler with a dull shark blades for specs. But it's an electric Bubba blade for reds, sheephead, and triple tail. That's from Dr. Dan, Covington, and Waveland. Got a report in from my friend Chip Clement. He says Lake Catherine has 2 miles of visibility. Well, that's unusual. Lake Catherine's got plenty of visibility, and it's socked in down at Shell Beach, not far away. Lafitte LT checking in the Bubba knife, but he hadn't been able to use it the last couple of weekends. He's been watching the 6-year-old grandson wrestle instead of fishing, but he wouldn't change it. Go Blaze and the Shaw Eagles. All right, thank you, Lafitte LT. And here's an outdoor report from last week's Boucherie at White Oak Estate and Garden. Sorry, I missed it. It was outstanding. They had beautiful weather, great-sized crowd, and, of course, the pork dishes and Jones Creek bourbon were phenomenal. Only thing could have made it better if Bayou Wild TV was there. Chef John Foltz and the company created a wonderful experience, as always. Fortunately, his cousin Jeremy captured a lot for their Rainy Cajun podcast, and he's going to let us know when they post that episode in a few weeks. That's from our friend David Hubble. Yeah, David, hope to see you next week over there at Scott's Marine in Alberta. And let's see, we got the worm checking in, and here's one getting close to turkey season, working on some calls. See you soon. That's from my friend Wingbone in Wilmer, Alabama. Yeah, he's supposed to make an appearance out there in Scott's Marine in Alberta. We have a lot of stuff going on. In fact, Uncle Larry, of Uncle Larry's gumbo. And all right, taking a look at our text message board. We got the Steel Man checking in. He's in New Orleans. He hit the Pelicans game last night. Nice victory. But last weekend, he hit three reds and a couple of bass in small cuts off the Wrigley's. Report was water was low and dirty. Imagine it's come up, but still dirty with all the weather and the winds. Hope to get back soon. Happy hunting. Here's one, a vote for the favorite filet knife, the Mr. Twister. That's from 83 Raider in Metairie. And this one says, it's foggy from the airport to Myrtle Grove. Headed down to Burris. That's Todd from Cajun Fishing. Yeah, be careful on those roadways. Lots of fog in certain areas. And we got this one, the winter fishing is winding down, but we were able to get two limits of trout out of the kayaks. Included in the catch were two fatties, which weighed 3.8 and 3.4. Water temperatures cooled down to 54, so the trick of the day was plastics, work them slow under a popping cork. The fish were caught north of Leeville. Best of luck to all the anglers out there this morning. I like the cordless Bubba Blade filet knife, although I use the Mr. Twister blades with it when fileting trout. That's from my friend Smokey. That Mr. Twister electric knife, that has been around, I'm going to say, 20 years now. And I got some of the original ones, and they had metal gears in them, and they were really super durable. But they changed over at some point to some plastic gears, and the knives just don't, they're just not as stout. They just don't last as long. Now, the blades, on the other hand, they're some of the best blades you can buy. They're very nice, sharp. They hold their edge. But as far as the mechanics of the Mr. Twister, you may be happy with them today if you've never had one of the old ones. But believe me, the old ones were much better. Here's a text that says, morning, Don. Filet knives for inshore saltwater are both electric and manual. Rapala 8-inch stiff blade knives. For electric knives, blade replacement is essential. That's from the Lafayette Yakker. Now, whether you pronounce it Rapala or Rapala, I happen to use that. That is my favorite go-to on the electric filet knife. They're very good blades, and they're stiff, but they still have some good bend to them. And I agree with the Lafayette Yakker. That's the one I go with. All right, here's another text. It says, I have two old original American Angler with a dull shark blades for specs. But it's an electric Bubba blade for reds, sheephead, and triple tail. That's from Dr. Dan, Covington, and Waveland. Got a report in from my friend Chip Clement. He says Lake Catherine has 2 miles of visibility. Well, that's unusual. Lake Catherine's got plenty of visibility, and it's socked in down at Shell Beach, not far away. Lafitte LT checking in the Bubba knife, but he hadn't been able to use it the last couple of weekends. He's been watching the six-year-old grandson wrestle instead of fishing, but he wouldn't change it. Go Blaze and the Shaw Eagles. All right, thank you, Lafitte LT. And here's an outdoor report from last week's Boucherie at White Oak Estate and Garden. Sorry, I missed it. It was outstanding. They had beautiful weather, great-sized crowd, and, of course, the pork dishes and Jones Creek bourbon were phenomenal. Only thing could have made it better if Bayou Wild TV was there. Chef John Foltz and the company created a wonderful experience, as always. Fortunately, his cousin Jeremy captured a lot for their Rainy Cajun podcast, and he's going to let us know when they post that episode in a few weeks. That's from my friend David Hubble. Yeah, David, hope to see you next week over there at Scott's Marine in Alberta. And let's see, we got the worm checking in, and here's one getting close to turkey season, working on some calls. See you soon. That's from my friend Wingbone in Wilmer, Alabama. Yeah, he's supposed to make an appearance out there in Scott's Marine in Alberta. We have a lot of stuff going on. In fact, Uncle Larry, of Uncle Larry's gumbo and stewing a few and spices, he will be joining us out there in Alabama, and he's going to be bringing lots of samples for you. So if you're in that area, Scott's Marine in Alberta, stop by, and we're going to be talking to Ugly Fishing, Captain Patrick Garmison, and hey guys, they're going to have some super deals in their in-house boat show and sale, so make sure you stop by there next Saturday morning. We'll be on the air from there. And on Sunday, I'm going to be stopping at the Biloxi Boat Show, at the Biloxi Coliseum because the Mississippi CCA has asked me to perform a duty, and that is to draw a name from the tickets that they have sold for a 2023 Tidewater Baymax 2110 Bay Boat. It's coming with a 200 horsepower Yamaha and a McLean tandem axle trailer. Now, they're only selling at a maximum 2,000 tickets. They told me they were going to hold at least 200 at the boat show. So if you haven't got a ticket yet from Jack's Automotive or any of the CCA Mississippi board members, stop by their booth, the CCA booth at the Biloxi Boat Show, and pick up one of those tickets. I'll be doing that drawing next Sunday at 2 p.m. And by the way, if you're not familiar with CCA Mississippi, they do a lot of great work over there. They help build new habitats and help to replenish the speckled trout population. They get a lot of kids involved. They hosted a series of Casting for Conservation events, and they gave out some 1,100 fishing poles to kids between 4 and 13. And this year, they're looking to even increase that. So if you're not a member, you might want to join Mississippi Coastal Conservation Association. They will have a booth at next weekend's Biloxi Boat Show. All right, we come back after this. I'll get back to some more of your text messages. Your favorite fillet knife, what is yours? 504-260-1870. And text us your fishing reports, your comments, your questions. We'd love to hear from you on a Saturday morning. And we're back right after this. All right, we got some more listeners telling us about their favorite fillet knives. We got Bayou Pete checking in. He likes the Bubba Blade, electric or lithium. It's a lot more powerful than anything out there. And here's one that said, this is hard, but no doubt the Rapala is the best for redfish and catfish cutting through the ribs. Have a great day. And we're hearing from Captain Ross L. He's fishing this week down at Cajun Fishing Adventures. Pretty good. Some trout. And as always, limits of reds. Take someone fishing. It says I live, but I'm sure that's a text correction. It should be I love my Bubba knife. And another vote for the Bubba. All right. Tell us what your favorite fillet knife is. That's 504-260-1870. The backstrap stacker says the Bubba Blade is his go-to these days. And here's one from Big Man Bassin. Don, my favorite fillet knife is a Cutco Sportsman's Wherever. It's a 6-inch for the trout. For the tough reds, he likes the Bubba Blade Electric. That's from Big Man Bassin. All right, we got some calendar items coming up, including a very important Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting coming up next Thursday. Got some pretty hot items on there. I'll run down those for you and tell you about some other things that are coming up on the calendar that is of interest to all outdoorsmen. We'll be right back to do it, but first we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. The Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission is set to meet on Thursday, March 7th. They meet at the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries headquarters at 2000 Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. And there are several items on the agenda. It's a pretty extensive agenda. It's probably going to be a lengthy meeting, and you'll find out why, because when they get to item number eight, that is going to be a summary of the public comments for the potpourri amendments to the notice of intent modifying red drum size and bag limits, and consider any modification to the proposed rule. Now, what that means in simple language is they're going to revisit the notice of intent that they filed to change the regulation on redfish, and they're going to open it up for more comments, more possible changes to the public, and consider making more changes, which would set it back to a new notice of intent and go all over again. And I've got it from a pretty reliable source. There's going to be some attempts to change what the present modification is. And in case you've gotten lost in it, and I can understand, it would be very easy. They're looking to make these changes, and what these changes would be is if you're right now, if you're red fishing, you get to keep 5 fish per person between 16 and 27 inches is the slot limit. You are allowed to keep one of those 5, this is not 6, this is one of the 5, over that 27-inch size. And guides right now can keep their limit in addition to the customer's limit on the boat. The present change that has been filed with the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, waiting for legislative oversight, if nothing else changes on it, would be to go from 5 to 3 fish, 18, raise up that minimum where you've got to release anything under 18, and everything over 27. No keeping of any of the bull reds over 27, and the charter captains would not get to add their guide limit to the customer's limit. I understand there's going to be some maybe a motion made to change that to four fish with the 18 to 27 and none over 27. The difference being the science shows that if you do the three fish, the stock will be recovered to a safe level in 13 years, where if you go to four, it could take as long as 26 years. But during those 26 years, you'll be able to keep one more fish per person. So anyway, if you have an opinion on it and you want it to be heard, you can comment to the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. You can go there in person. Again, that's going to be Thursday, and I expect that to be a long, drawn-out meeting. Anytime they have these public comments and summarize them and discussions going on, they tend to go on very, very long. Now, in addition to that, there's also some items of interest. They could be setting the 2024 red snapper season. They're going to summarize what took place last year. I believe we were a little bit under, so there's probably some extra fish that'll be going. They'll announce the quota and maybe recommend some season dates for red snapper fishing. Also, they're going to check on the public comments and consider some amendments for any rule changes on the season dates and regulations for the 2024-2026 hunting season. So if you've got something you hopefully would be changed or something you're opposed to that they're recommending, again, they're going to take public comment on that. And they're also going to be talking about establishing that 2024 Louisiana black bear hunting season. They're going to take more public comments on that notice of intent that was filed. You can find that on the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. There's been a lot of activity on that, a lot of comments on both sides, people in favor of a black bear season and people who are absolutely opposed to it. And there'll be a lot of discussion of that going on at the commission meeting. Again, this is going to be Thursday in Baton Rouge. We're also going to get a report on the 2024 legislative session that is ending, wrapping up, but there'll be the regular session will be coming up, and they're going to present their Department of Wildlife and Fisheries wish list, the things that they will hope that passes, certain legislation that they need, and they'll take a position on it. And as always, there'll be public comments on anything you want to discuss at the end of the meeting. Starts at 9:30, and hopefully it'll wrap up sometime in the early afternoon. But I think with that redfish issue on the block, it probably could go a little bit long. All right, anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and I'll get to some more of your text. Tell me about your favorite filet knife, electric or standard blade. Which one is your go-to blade for cleaning fish? Also got some more fishing reports coming up. Darrell Carpenter is going to be joining us. Ryan Lambert, our plastic man. And also we're going to hear from, hopefully we'll make contact with Eric Mohabarak. He's up at Caney Lake, and he's a little bit concerned about the signal. We'll find out if we can get his report. If not, we'll have a kayak report. And, hey, stay tuned. We got the twin LSU linebackers coming on, West Weeks and Whit Weeks, to talk about their adventure on Tigers in the Wild, an episode where Troops and Tuss, a veteran tournament, it's actually a hog tournament, wild hog, to benefit veterans, and they were very involved in it, and we'll get them to tell you what you're going to see in that upcoming episode of Tigers in the Wild on Bayou Wild TV. We're back to do all of that right after we pause 3 minutes on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, taking a look at our text message board, I got some more votes for favorite fish filet knives. This one says, I have an old green and yellow electric fisherman by Mr. Twister. Have probably filleted a couple of boatloads of bass with it over the years. That's from Old Man Sam and Foggy Hammond. Yeah, you probably got one of the old good ones, and those blades hold their sharpness, I can tell you that. Here's one that says, my favorite cordless is the Rapala, or Rapala, and for finishing work, my go-to knife is my Dexter. That's my combinations right there. Of course, I have a standard blade, too, Rapala. I got both of those. I use that, too. She would like to know what is the best sharpener. For my money, the Worksharp. You can't beat it. Check it out. That's from Big E, listening to us down in Thibodeau. All right, as I mentioned, come by and see us next week. We're going to be at Scott's Marine in Alberta on Highway 98, Alberta, Alabama. Scott's Marine's big sale. He's going to have Trackers, Mako, Tahoe, Regency. He's also got the Tritune, the Sun Tracker, ATVs, and side-by-sides. and also the Grizzlies. So you might want to stop by there if you're in the market and check out some of the special buys for the spring sale. We're going to be talking to Captain Patrick Garmison. We met him last year. We were doing a show out there. He's with Ugly Fishing. He'll give us a local Bay Area report. Ed Miller's going to show up out there with his wingbone calls, his turkey calls, and he does a great job. He's a real artist. And, of course, you can meet my buddy Uncle Larry and sample some of his products, a stew and a few, the Ready, Set, Gumbo. He'll be cooking out there for the crowd. That's going to be all day Saturday, March the 9th. In fact, his boat sale goes on all weekend, so you might want to stop out there if you can't come by on Saturday and come say hello. All right, as I mentioned, I'm going to be doing some judging of Wild Game Supper Saturday, March 16th at 5 o'clock. That's at Covington at the New Beginning, second annual Men's Wild Game Supper, and look forward to meeting all the members out there. Thank you for the invitation. Really appreciate that. And don't let me forget this. Double D Meat Company, it's sneaking up. April 1st, they're going to do the drawing. Everyone who has brought any game, whitetail deer, exotic, hog, whatever, to Double D in Bogalusa, you get a ticket, a raffle, free ticket, to win the Sportsman's Package, which is a 308 Browning X-Bolt white gold medallion rifle with a Leupold scope. It's got a leather case. It's a great package. I got to hold it. It's a fine-feeling rifle. And the winner will be drawn on April the 1st. You don't have to be present. And if you want to find out all the contest rules, go to Double D's Facebook page and you can see it there. If you were tuned in last week, we had a special guest joining us, Lucas Hidalgo, with the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. And he was telling us about one of their comrades, Sergeant Rich Heinold, who has he's braving a cancer battle right now. And in an effort to help, the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association is asking for your support. If you purchase one of their T-shirts, it's a Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association logo T-shirt. It's only $20, and the proceeds will go to Sergeant Reinhold and his family. They're in really bad need of help, and you can certainly make a difference and show your support to he and his family. Those guys do such a great job and make sacrifices so that we can get out there and hunt and fish and make sure that people obey the laws. And you can help them by going to supportlwaa.com. And you'll see, not only do they have those T-shirts, they've got a full array of different clothing and gear. So do yourself a favor, get you a great product, and also you'll be helping one of the enforcement agents in need. All right, let's see. We got some more text coming in. This one says, I don't like statewide fishing regulations. I think the regulations should be set regionally. There's no shortage of redfish here in the Hackberry area. I'm not really hearing it on the other end of the state, too. You know, it's funny how the Venice area and the Calcasieu area are very similar with trout and redfish, where the middle portions of the state and the areas more inland are a little bit different. He also goes on to say the southeast and central coast areas might have different population dynamics than here, and the regulations should be adapted to that. Here's one that says, my favorite filet knife is the silver stag deer meat for a dinner knife. Not familiar with that one. Here's one that says, they do sell a good one at Pugler's. I think it's made by Rigid. That's another one. All right, what's your favorite filet knife, be it electric or standard, or what's your favorite for both? We'd love to hear from you this morning. Also, you can get your questions and comments. It's an open text line, 504-260-1870. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Captain Darrell Carpenter. I saw him at the Louisiana Charter Boat Association conference, their annual conference and awards presentation this week. And we'll get a fishing report from Darrell on the Grand Isle, Leeville areas right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, find out what's happening down in Grand Isle. Darrell, it was great to see you and all the captains at the big meeting you guys had.
And we appreciate you gracing us with your presence.
Well, tell me, how's the fishing been down there? Is it starting to show some signs of some springtime action?
Well, Don, what it has started to do, and this morning, let me say, if anybody's headed down, we've got some pretty decent fog on Grand Isle, and it's going to be a it's going to be a little worse on the water, especially where there's no discernible, you know, features or no lights or anything to guide you around. So maybe leave late, be, you know, just be careful. But what we're starting to kind of see is the fish are starting to do a little bit of a move. And what that means is they are starting to move down toward the lower estuary. But what it does is you don't really have them ganged up anywhere yet. They're obviously in transition and they're moving around. So once you find some clean water and a little bit of bait, you're picking up a few fish here, a few fish there, and you just got to kind of stick and move around. You know, we still got it's March, so we still got about another month of some rogue cold fronts coming through. And it's gonna set them back every now and then. You're going to have these nice warm days where you're going to start finding them working the surface in some instances. And then you're going to have a couple of days after a cold front where it's going to shock them a little bit and they're going to move back deep. So right now you just got to carry a larger tackle box and be ready to use everything in it.
Gotcha. How available is live bait other than catching your own?
It's been pretty good, Don. You know, the problem is this is the time of the year they put a lot of the boats on dry dock to, you know, get them ready for the meat of the summer. But there's been shrimp. In fact, there's been some pretty good shrimp. There's been some leftover whites from last year. Our average catch has been in the 36-40 range, so it's not them little bitty browns just yet. We've still got some really nice-sized shrimp left over from this past winter.
That's great. Darrell, what can you tell us about offshore fishing? What are you hearing from the guys going after the tuna and the wahoo?
Well, I hear it's been pretty good. Of course, they had a run here lately. And, you know, Don, we were talking to some of the offshore guys at that meeting. They had a really strange run this year where those, you know, we used to hear about the midnight lump, which has been dead for several years. And then you've got that east lump over by Venice. But this year they ran into a deal where for several weeks the tuna didn't want anything but diamond jigs. And I'm talking about those monster 200-pound plus tunas. And they were tearing them all up on diamond jigs, mostly on spin cast rods. That's kind of slowed down a little bit. The wahoo is what's really been, you know, stealing the show here the last 3 weeks. Wahoo have been big and they've been pretty plentiful. You just got to find either some current line, some temperature change line, or you just got to cover a lot of rigs and structure, and eventually you're gonna come back with some wahoo. They've just been those big trolling baits, and I mean, they've been plentiful and they've been big from all the pictures I've seen.
Got it. Darrell, we're asking some of our listeners what's their favorite go-to fillet knives, electric or regular standard blade. What do you like to use?
Well, simply the numbers we do, Don, it's electric pretty much all the way with me. And over 20 years or so, I hadn't found anything that holds up for us better than an American Angler.
American Angler, huh?
Yep. I mean, they're expensive. The initial purchase is expensive, but they outlast everything you buy at Walmart, I promise you.
Yeah. You know, I guess for occasional fishermen, you know, those knives will seem like they hold up for them, but the stress that you guys put on them day in, day out with the numbers and stuff, man, you got to go with the quality stuff. It's well worth what you pay for it.
Well, Don, what I used to do, I used to hit Bed Bath & Beyond and buy the $15 bread slices. I just buy 15 of them at a time. And some of them would last a month. Some of them, you know, first time you took them out of the box, they'd break. And, you know, I moved over to the American Angler. Now the only thing you got to worry about is keeping sharp blades. I do have a Bubba blade, a Bubba knife, the electric, that's kind of the reserve. But those blades don't interchange very well, and the Bubba just doesn't fit my hand good. And maybe it's the arthritis or whatever, but I prefer my American Angler.
Yep. Darrell, before you go, I got one of your cohorts texting this morning, Riker Taladano, a captain that fishes down in the Delacroix area, and he wanted to do what everyone else did at that meeting this week, and that was compliment you for the efforts you put in and leadership role and development of that Louisiana Charter Boat Association. I can remember when it was a handful of people, and what it's grown to now is incredible, and you are largely responsible for it, and you're going to take a well-deserved rest and kind of pass the baton on to the next guy.
Oh, yeah, it's time, you know. we had a mission, and I think we pretty much fulfilled it. It's time for some new blood, some new eyes on it, and I'm not going away. I'm just stepping back a little bit, and we'll see how it goes, and I look for nothing but good things going forward.
What would a Charter Boat Association meeting be without Darrell Carpenter commenting, huh? I can't imagine. Darrell, if somebody
I might even be at the commission meeting Thursday.
You could. You could show up. If somebody wants to go fishing with you, tell them how to get you.
Well, Don, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me on mine, RealScreamers.com. Or they can just pick up the phone, and that's 225-937-6288. And if anybody's wanting to do it, I'm getting word that my contact form is messing up on my website, but I'll try to get that taken care of first of the week.
All right, with technology more burdened. All right, thank you, Darrell. Appreciate it as always. All right, coming up in the second hour, more fishing reports and our special guest, the Weston Weeks brothers, LSU Tigers, talking about their feral hog hunt on Tigers in the Wild. We're back after this.